finalist lists for New Zealand Book Awards these days will almost certainly include self-published authors. They're by no means all newbies who can't find an established publishing house. Established writers also choose to self-publish. But while publishing your own book may give you freedom from people tampering with your precious script, it's also one of the potential fishhooks. Angela Curtis, writer, editor and lecturer based in the Bay of Plenty, has set up SPINS, the Self-Publishing Institute of New Zealand, to offer advice to authors wanting to go down this track. The first online course started just yesterday, so I asked Angela why she's such a believer in the advantages of self-publishing.
I have never tried to submit anything to a publisher myself. I decided after quite a bit of research that I wanted to keep the royalties for myself and I wanted to own the rights of what I was doing, because mainly I was writing about New Zealand history, and there had been grumblings about turning one of, if not both, of my books into a TV series. So I decided to keep the rights to what I was doing, so then I could sell it overseas as well. So that's something that people do need to think about. And there's nothing wrong with starting the self-publishing process yourself and getting as far as you can before and if someone picks you up, a publishing firm picks you up, fantastic. At least you would have saved a lot of time and money by doing a lot of it yourself.
Is it easier to self-publish now, and I'm thinking, of course, of online here, than it was maybe 20 years ago?
It is a lot easier because we have all these programs for free online that we can utilise if we know which ones to do. Having the internet, being able to upload our books on there and have them both as ebooks and print books is amazing. I mean, people like Amazon and Ingram Spark, they do what they call print on demand. So you upload your book in a digital format in there. And if someone buys that on their platform in their shop, then they actually print it out, package it, post it, and send it out. You do nothing. They just take a little bit more of your royalty. So it's fantastic. It takes a lot of weight off. It means you don't have to get boxes of books printed and then you end up with them in your garage because you can't sell them. It's a lot easier, but you do have to have the digital marketing skills to be able to let people know that this book is there. I mean, you can have the best book in the world, but if you don't know how to market it, no one's going to read it. No one's going to find you.
Angela, with your course, do you recommend to those taking part that they get an outside eye? Because that's another, if you like, stereotype of the self-edited book, that it's somebody's baby, they don't want anyone to mess with it, and they publish it as is.
Oh, I totally understand that. I remember handing my one over to an editor, and it was my baby, and it was very difficult to wait and hear what the feedback was. But after a while, you get over that because you want your book to be the best it can be. So I found the toughest editor I could find, chose her because I knew that until she said it was ready, it was not going to be ready because it was my first book and I had no idea what I was really doing. So I totally believe in getting outside eyes. I believe it's not just the editor. It's great to get proofreaders. It's great to get beta readers who can give you feedback on it. It's great to get some eyes on it that don't know the subject. You'd think, okay, because my first book was on a tall sailing ship in 1882, I should give it to a sailor to read. But it was the opposite. I needed to give it to somebody who didn't know anything about sailing, because if they didn't understand what I was writing, no one else was going to either. So you definitely need to get some outside eyes. And I think one of the biggest things with editing is doing a read out loud before you send it away. Because you'll always pick up your mistakes. Your eyes will see what they want to see, what your brain thinks is there. But if you read it out loud, that's when you pick up any problems with your writing, especially the dialogue.
So there still needs to be an investment financially and in time in a book. You can't, or you shouldn't rush to self-publishing, and you need to perhaps have a bit of money in the bank or in the piggy bank to invest in it, to get your best book out there.
Well, that's probably what most people think, but when I decided to do it, I didn't have a cent and I wanted to do a book trailer and I wanted an amazing cover. So I did crowdfunding.
How did that work for you?
Fantastic. I was even able to, I even raised enough to be able to do a publishing course, which is how this publishing side and online courses got started. it was amazing. And so it covered all the expenses that I needed to get the cover, get the book trailer created, and to get the editor and other people to have a look at it and help me with it. So no, you don't have to wait until you're financially flush to be able to do it. But a big thing about the editing process is that I teach on Pro Writing Aid, which is what you can put your manuscript through, and it picks up so much. It's not just picking up spelling mistakes. It's checking everything that you can imagine. It's like having an editor. And I always put my books through that before I pass them off to be edited. And that saves so much time and so much money. It's amazing.
Well, that's interesting. So crowdfunding has helped you to set up the Self-Publishing Institute of New Zealand. Why do we need it?
There are so many people out there that want to write a book and want to become authors. I remember when I was doing my publishing course, it was something crazy like 92% of people want to write a book in their lifetime. I'm only 1% actually achieve it and publish it. And that's devastating. When I was writing the book about the shot over, about the gold mining, the waterfall of gold that my great-great-granddad found with his friends, which ended up forming Thames, I realised that these stories in another generation are going to completely disappear and no one's going to know about them. I found a diary for my second book hidden in the back of the Auckland War Memorial Museum. And that story was so incredible that it needed to be shared. It needed not just with New Zealand, but with, you know, the world. So there's so many books that are just sitting on people's computers or, you know, research sitting in boxes under their beds that need to be brought to light. There are so many people out there who have a voice that aren't being heard. And that's my passion, is to not just get some more books created in New Zealand that are phenomenal and let's get some more bestsellers coming out of New Zealand. But it's these stories where, you know, they've been through something, you know, something that was a catastrophe and they've survived it and they've come out of it, and yet they sit on that. They sit on their wisdom and their knowledge and their experience where it could be helping thousands around the world. And so for me, it's a big one. Let's get as many books out there as we can, but let's make them look professional and let's make New Zealand, let's put us on the map again.
Well, Spins has opened now, its virtual doors, and the first of the masterclasses started just yesterday. Can you give us a feeling for the mix of people who've signed up?
Everything from authors who are already published, but they don't have ebooks, they don't have an online presence, they don't have a website, or they want to sell their books, but they want a global reach. Then there are others who have never written anything before, but they've got a manuscript in their computer right now that they believe will help others at this time. And so there's a huge range of ages, from the young to late 80s. And so for me to create a course that is going to benefit every age group and every genre, no matter what they're writing, was a real challenge for me. And so I approached it as if I was talking to a 12-year-old, and this is, you know, and making it very, very basic for them so it's easy to follow. It's time to celebrate for me. It's been a long, hard journey with lots of hard work gone into it, but it's totally worth it. This is my passion now.
In terms of the masterclass, are you going through the editing process? I mean, are you working individually with the scripts of people, you more focused on the marketing side?
I'm not looking at their scripts. It's all about taking their scripts and creating them into books for online, so like an ebook. So it's about formatting. It's about what program to put them in. And then I'll go through step by step how to add the front matter to the book, like the dedication page, the copyright page, the disclaimer, you know, the legalities for that. Also how to get free ISBN numbers for the back, how to create the QR codes, which we've all become familiar with over the last couple of years, and how to use those for marketing. So that's just the first class. Coming up is the editing side, how to create the best book cover that you can, how every little thing on your book cover actually matters. There's a lot to do with the digital marketing, creating, you know, book trailers. There is a lot of different aspects to this, but the marketing is definitely running side by side with it as we go through.
Angela Curtis, who set up Spins.